We're community supported Shine FM.
Hi, this is Angie here at Shine FM, and it's time for our community spotlight. These are things that are going on in and around our listening area that could affect you and your family. Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Angie. Thanks for having us on. We always appreciate the opportunity.
Why do we have Tyra here? Tell us all about it.
Sure. You talk about an organization that has stepped up to the plate and hit a grand slam here during COVID-19, and that would be our Second Harvest Food Bank that serves Logan, Champaign, and Clark counties. Tyra Jackson's the executive director, and her team has been working tirelessly to feed the hungry in our community. And one of the most, in fact, the probably most high-profile United Way-funded program that we have ongoing through the crisis has been the drive-through distributions that Tyra and her team have coordinated. They happen two or three times a week here now in Logan County when folks have an opportunity to come and get a box or two of food that'll get them through the week. And I'll tell you what, Tyra, we are so appreciative of the work that your team has put in. Can you talk a little bit about the mobile drive-throughs and how those have all come about?
Sure. So we typically have five to six mobiles in Logan County each month, but due to restrictions of people being able to get out of their cars and limiting contact, we actually made all of our distributions drive-through. So it limits, the risk of people contaminating things or us contracting different things. And so the National Guard's with us at this time, and we are forming lines of cars. And as people go through the lines, we are able to put the food directly into their cars. And then they're able to take that back home and prepare it. We've actually had quite a few things that people receive, bulk items. So we received food from the Ohio Department of Education since school wasn't in. And so we were able to give like 96 fruit cups, drink cups. So we knowing kids are out, that put it in the freezer. The kids can run to the freezer, pull it out. Little small, easy, simple things like that. So we kept in mind that kids might actually be in the homes as well. So just trying to get as much food into the community as possible, and hopefully not needing people to come out as frequently to try to reduce the likelihood of people spreading anything.
Tyra, what did it look like before? So people went through lines before, and was it like once a week?
So our mobile was typically once or twice a week at most. It was typically once a week, and people would park their cars, get out. We had six tables that would be around our mobile truck, and then they would go around and pick up the items and go through, get their items, get them, take them back to their cars themselves. And so at this point in time, they don't even get out of their vehicles.
Yeah.
What is incredible to me are really the numbers, Tyra, of households, the families that you are serving, people that you have never had come and access Second Harvest Food Bank before. The need is incredible. Food has been the number one thing that people have called our office about, have been needing through the pandemic and the time of the shutdown, and perhaps will continue for the foreseeable future. Can you talk about just the incredible numbers some of the maybe the reasons why people are coming to see you that they never have before?
So we are, on average, we're at Bell Fountain Kroger each Monday. And we typically saw maybe 100, 125 households go through. At this point in time, we're averaging between 250 and 300. One Monday, we had over 360 cars go through. And with that, we're seeing about a 50% increase in the number of people who are coming through. And of that amount, about 50% of those have never used any type of food resource program ever before. So it's people that have lost their jobs, lost hours, and people are, as Dave was saying, people are just needing assistance where they've never had to seek assistance before. And fortunately, we've been able to assist in some way.
I mean, you've seen the pictures of the lines, you know, on the national news, cars dry, you know, all lined up for food. We've got that right here in Logan County. It is that same image if you were to head out to one of these. But the incredible thing is how quickly, Tyra, your team has been able to, get that food distributed, to do it safely and securely. And it's an opportunity for that, like you said, the Ohio National Guard is stepping in. And that's the incredible thing, that you've had to completely shift the way you have done and conducted your operations from volunteers to this deployment of Ohio National Guard.
It's been a change for us, and also for the people who have typically utilized our programs, because they're used to it's. If you've ever been to one of the mobiles, it's really a community. People sort of look out for each other. They want to make sure, and they talk to one another. And with everyone being confined to their cars and everything, it's been different. But at the same time, they understand, and they have appreciated seeing the guards and our staff out there continuing to serve them. It's been a transition.
And you've been able to find and work with some new partners too throughout the course of this, which has been really neat. A connection's been made with Benjamin Logan Schools, and you've been helping to feed not only their school kids but also residents in the eastern portion of Logan County. And have reached out to a new market in the community that you didn't currently have a presence.
And that has been incredibly exciting, because as we're getting things together for summer feeding program, we're looking at having that continue there. And just this past Saturday, we worked with the YMCA and had a distribution there. So this has opened up a lot of opportunity to reach areas that we weren't in before, but there's a need. And while it's been hard to adjust to all of these things, there's been so many people that have been willing to step up and volunteer and also support us financially to do the work that we're doing.
So if people are wondering how do you get assistance? Like, how do you, like, if they're listening, who can get assistance, and how do we go about doing it?
So there's a couple ways. One, don't question whether or not you qualify. We're not turning anyone away. If you are in a situation at this time when you're struggling, you need food, you're trying to decide whether to keep your lights on, which they won't shut them off right now, but those bills are going to add up and you're going to have to pay for it eventually. We want people to come and get the food so they don't have to make those hard choices. United Way, their 211, they have all of our locations listed. It's also listed on our Facebook page and on our website. And we also have where you can call our office, extension 103, and we have a line where we have two guards that are answering that line for most of the day, explaining to people how they can receive assistance.
So as Tyra said, it's as simple as showing up. What should people bring with them, if anything?
A picture ID. A picture ID. Keep the window rolled up. We sort of look at it. We get your information from that, and that's just about all we need.
Now, to keep it as simple as possible, Angie, we know that we have distributions coming every Monday from 10:30 to 11:30 in the Bell Fountain Kroger Plaza parking lot. We have them every Thursday at Benjamin Logan Middle School. Those are from noon to 1. And then those are weekly distributions. In other outlying communities throughout Logan County, there are additional scheduled distributions throughout the month, depending on the week and the day. You've got one in Russell's Point. There's one in Quincy. There's one in West Liberty. This would be the time to check that the website. You can go to uwlogan.org, uwlogan.org. click the Food Resources tab, and you'll get their complete updated schedule for Second Harvest Food Bank. We always post it as soon as it's prepared and ready. Also, the other food options that are available in Logan County as well, which would include delivery, grocery delivery for seniors, free grocery delivery. Seniors don't have to go shopping if you're over the age of 60 with RTC services. That's there. Meals on Wheels is available for folks who cannot prepare meals on their own, homebound residents who have the need for home-delivered meals. And then there are other pantries that are available throughout the course of the week, throughout the county, if you can't make one of the Second Harvest Food Bank's distributions. UWLogan.org, click the Food Resources tab, and that'll get you all the updated information. 211, as Tyra already alluded, is always available to answer those questions as well. If you don't have computer or internet access, just call 211.
I also wanted to let you guys know, we probably about 20 to 25 people, we are doing home deliveries in Logan County as well. So if there are people that it may be, it's mainly seniors that don't have the resources, funding, or transportation to get to a grocery store, then they can call our extension 103-937-325-8715, extension 103, and we are doing weekly home deliveries to seniors as well in the area.
And as we've already alluded, Second Harvest serves both Logan and Champaign County as well as Clark. So all our listeners, Urbana and Mechanicsburg and West Liberty and St. Paris and all points in between, Second Harvest Food Bank serves your communities as well. So listeners there can check the schedule and get the same resources and access to this food as well.
It's fantastic stuff. Thanks, Tyra, for being our guest today.
Thank you so much.
So, normally we catch up with campaign stuff, and obviously your campaign's done. It's a good thing you guys went over a million because you're using it now, aren't you?
I'll tell you what. I thank God that we are not in the midst of campaign season throughout the COVID-19 situation. One of the things that has been interesting is to see how this has affected other organizations that are United Way funded throughout the community. You have some like Tyra's that are just going gangbusters, right? And they can't keep up almost. And then you have others where, they're shut down based on some of the restrictions that are out there and whatnot. Maybe they're not essential or not allowed to operate. And for some of those instances, I think of our Hilliker YMCA, for example, where they are not able to operate at this point. Some of the summertime programs, Summer Autism Academy, recently reported that they're not going to be able to operate this summer. Discovery Riders is one of the organizations that's been hit hard by this because they cannot do their therapeutic riding sessions right now. So that's another beloved local organization that is.
And that's hard because those horses keep eating.
They do. So their expenses continue, and yet they don't have the income that then comes from doing those lessons and the sessions that they typically do for folks. So, and then you think about the people who need those types of services and that they're not able to access or get them. But I will say this, as a lot of the organizations are pivoting, doing different things that they've done to, be creative, to maintain services in this mode. I think of Recovery Zone, which is doing so much in the way of meetings like this on Zoom and online. Connect people, continue to have support groups because, when folks are trying to recover from an addiction or from mental illness, that continuity, that camaraderie in community and accountability partners and positive reinforcing relationships are so critical. And when this has forced so many into quarantine or isolation, you're in a situation where it's easy to revert. So Recovery Zone service is very important in a situation like this. And then I think about anyone who gave to United Way last fall. We always talk about how important a United Way gift is anytime, right? But I think it's magnified now because what you see is how flexible that United Way dollar can be when you give to an organization such as United Way. You know, who foresaw this coming last year, last fall, even, you know, into the winter months of this year? And yet, because of your generosity, there's financial resources available for our funded partners to continue on their work and to do some of the things that they're able to do. And that flexibility of giving, you know, that overarching gift to a community is so helpful, as opposed to something that's pigeonholed into one specific service or need. And then that service or need may be irrelevant at this point, or not as important as, some of these COVID-19 response issues have been. I think one of the things we look at now is we're looking into some of the longer term issues that may be developing as a result of this, and where and how can we get set up to provide the help that's going to be needed. In particular, I'm thinking about folks that are maybe letting some of those bills go that they shouldn't be, or because they don't have the resources, they're not paying the electric or the utility, or maybe the rent, they're falling behind. And, you know, as evictions cannot occur right now, as utilities cannot be shut off right now, that's going to stop soon, probably by July, my understanding. And then, gosh, if you're 2-3 months behind, and then the utilities can start turning you off.
Yeah.
See entire swaths of town go dark.
Yeah.
These are issues that I think we're going to see here in the very near future.
And what about filing taxes?
The tax income the income tax deadline for filing was extended all the way to July 15th. So programs like myfreetaxes.com are still up and running, still open. You can still file your taxes online for free.
But I need to sit with somebody.
You want to sit with someone. Yeah. And that may be the case. And, I know the VITA program is done at this point, and don't know if that's something that will be extended at this time. I know talking with our folks at Community Action about that at this point, not something that's currently in the cards.
Darn.
But the idea is that, we're in a position where, a lot of people have not yet, I haven't done my taxes yet, we haven't done ours, and I know we're in the same boat. I can tell you that the number of people that have used My Free Taxes right now is half of the number that did it last year. And so I'm sure that's indicative of the number of people who, again, have let that go, which is okay for now, but, what have we got?
It'll happen.
Yeah, it will. The deadline will come, ready or not. And
yeah.
There'll be another April 15th on July 15th. Again, appreciate your support. This would have been the week we'd have had the live remote for Community Care Day. Of course, that was our big volunteer extravaganza that we've had 4 years running now, moved to August. And so we'll try again, take two for Community Care Day 2020. We'll do it hopefully on Friday, August 28th, and see if we're able to pull that off at that juncture.
All right, so 211 is the number to call if you're in Logan County, Champaign County, and getting all the help.
You bet. That's a big number to call and to remember. Plug it into your phone, and it's always there, 24/7, 365.
It's fantastic. Hey, Dave, thanks for the time to get on here with me.
Oh, thank you.
Community supported. Shine FM.